Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I am so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Okay, here we are in mid-December. Do you find yourself going to a lot of holiday parties, struggling to make good choices, especially if there's something that's really tempting and you love, especially if it's a buffet and there's just an array of foods? It can be really difficult to resist those holiday food temptations that are around us all over the place, from social events that you go to when you're asked by friends, or things at church, or things in your work environment. And you probably would like to not gain the usual 5 or 10 pounds that people put on between Thanksgiving and the new year. So here are a few calorie saving tips, hopefully to get you through the holidays, maybe just keeping your weight the same. If you lose weight, wow, bonus, but at least you don't want to gain some weight. So it's very helpful, and this is hard to do, but to keep your routine with your meals. A lot of folks will skip meals during the day, knowing that they're going to go to a party or a special holiday dinner at night. And so they sort of save up all their calories to overdo it at the end of the day. Well, believe it or not, you really don't want to do that, because you're just going to get to that meal famished and there will be no control over what you eat. Your body is going to be craving food. It's going to send you messages to eat, and you are going to eat vigorously, and you'll overeat. So try to keep your routine with having your breakfast, having your lunch, get in your normal snacking during the day. What you're aiming for is just regular, normal rising and lowering of your blood sugar during the day, not this constant lowering of your blood sugar because you skipped a meal and then you overdo it at the end of the day. Now, when you're at an eating opportunity or holiday opportunity, shall we say, just try sampling things if you can, you know, enjoying a smaller amount of the richest foods and a larger amount of the lower calorie healthy foods. So you still get that tasting of the rich foods, but not overdoing it. At a buffet, these are some of the foods that you might want to focus on that tend to have fewer calories and or a little more fiber. And that fiber is something that really helps to fill you up. Not that we stop eating when we feel full, right? That's the thing with the holidays. We eat beyond feeling full. But fiber can really fill you up a little bit quicker and can make a difference in how much you ultimately eat. So focus on the fruit and veggie dishes if you can. Those are going to give you good fiber, very few calories, depending how they're prepared, of course, and what they are served with. For example, if they're dips. Some of the lean protein that might be at a holiday buffet or as part of appetizers would be smoked salmon and steamed shrimp. Those are really lean, very healthy for you protein choices. Steamed shrimp has no fat at all. Salmon does have some oil in it, but it's the good kind of fat, so it's actually great for you. And then if you're looking for kind of those crunchy, munchy things, pretzels and baked chips are always a pretty safe bet. And baked chips come in baked potato chips and, of course, tortilla chips too. You can always bring a healthy dish to your gathering. So at least there's one choice there that's made a little bit leaner. And my guess is the people who come to that event or that gathering aren't even going to notice that you made a difference, you know, in some of the ingredients. So if you're bringing a dip that was made with a fat-free or low-fat sour cream, who's to know if it's filled with lots of herbs and spices and chopped up vegetables in it? How would anybody know that the calories have been cut in half? They wouldn't know. So you can lighten up so many of your dishes, pass them off in a way as being pretty rich. And if you've got a lot of herbs and spices for flavoring, they'll be enjoyed by everybody. And they can be made kind of fancy too. For example, chocolate dipped strawberries. Oh, wow. They just taste so decadent. But the majority of that is a strawberry. The chocolate is just a thin coating on the outside. But doesn't it look beautiful on a lovely holiday platter? Maybe some garnishing. Oh my, it looks like you're getting something that's so high in calories and yet it's the opposite. If you're going to feature a dinner at a dinner meal, for example, a buffet, anything with the fish that I mentioned, some fish dishes, and also turkey breast is almost fat-free. So making little mini turkey breast meatballs, oh my goodness, those are wonderful, served with a cranberry sauce. Sliced turkey breast with a flavorful herb dressing or gravy over it that has been made without fat. I mean, so many neat ways to present these without calories. And then in the sweet department, thinking about something like a pumpkin pie, that's a one crust pie that takes away some of the calories, making it with skimmed evaporated milk, making it with egg substitutes. No one will know the difference. Take it a step further and make mini cheesecakes with pumpkin. Put it into a little cupcake holder and use the cupcake liner. Put a ginger snap cookie in the bottom for the crust. It's like 25 calories. Make a lightened up version of a pumpkin cheesecake with fat-free or light cheese, sour cream and cream cheese, and then that wonderful, glorious canned pumpkin. And you have just a special looking dessert that is only a few calories. So the holidays are, of course, filled with so many food temptations. They're loaded with fat and calories. Just be sure to enjoy some of those seasonal treats. But you really don't want to do it at the expense of your blood pressure and cholesterol and blood sugar or your weight going up 5 or 10 pounds. What a tough way to start the new year. You know, you're behind the eight ball before you even get rolling. And, of course, don't forget the value of a little extra walking during the holidays. If anything, we stop doing that, and we need to maybe do double sessions to get us through in good shape. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook, too, at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story. Something to get off my chest. My life gets kinda boring. Need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly.